Intervju Radija Študent.
V tokratnem Eriš intervjuju smo se preko telefona pogovorili z amsterdamskim kitajskim četvercem Blue Crime. V pogovoru smo se dotaknili njihovega splošnega ustvarjanja in življenja v Amsterdamu ter na turnejah. Poleg tega smo se pogovorili še o širšem ustvarjalnem kolektivu Meduzma Žik, v katerem sodelujejo tudi članice in člani benda Blue Crime, ki bo to nedeljo v okviru njihove širše evropske turneje nastopil tudi v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška. Prisluhnimo.
So you're playing with Blue Crime, you're playing in Ljubljana on Sunday, and you're, as far as I know, you're on a tour around Europe. And yeah, so how's that going so far?
It's really nice. I think yesterday was the fifth show of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've all been really great. Actually, the last two shows have been in Slovakia, before that in Czech, and one show in Berlin before that.
Mm-hmm.
We met a lot of nice people. The venues were really cool. Yesterday we played in an old train.
Station,
I guess, yeah, a small one that they transformed into a venue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to the next shows. Another, I don't know, at least 12 or 13 to go. So.
Okay, that sounds like something that's manageable. Not too much.
Well, you never know with Blue Crime.
Cool. So I know that. So this is not your first time actually in Ljubljana. I know you played Ment Festival this year, and yeah. So I was wondering, how was that like, the festival?
That was a lot of fun, and it was a good example of how nice showcase festivals can actually be, because normally you have these festivals where you just have to go in and out and you see all these promoters and all different people checking out different bands, but in a very kind of rapid way. And Ment was really nice. It was, the atmosphere was good. People were really nice. The crowd was pleasant. So we had a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good. And the thing you mentioned about Showcase Festival, so can you tell me a bit, how do you see the comparison between a concert at a showcase festival and a regular show? Do you feel like there's a big difference here?
Yeah, well, there's a difference. In a way, I think the festivals are, of course, different everywhere, and also every country has their own crowd, every place has their own crowd. I mean, it's also a lot is due to where you play, which venue.
Yeah.
I think there seems to be a good scene here. Like, and also a nice way of taking care of musicians. So we definitely enjoy playing here.
Yeah, that's what I really liked about Ment. Like, some showcase festivals give you the feeling that that it's just really, it's not about the music, you know, that it's more about networking.
Our show at Ment actually felt like a normal show.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, I know you're coming from Amsterdam, and I was wondering, so can you tell me a bit how's the scene there at the moment? How do you see yourself inside that? Are you enjoying it? Is there lots of things happening? Can you tell me a bit about it?
Well, actually, I think because, of course, the Netherlands is such a small country,
mm-hmm.
that it's not so much just a scene in Amsterdam, but it's more different scenes throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, sometimes you come together, sometimes they mix and sometimes they don't. But we have some nice kind of underground alternative groups,
mm-hmm.
bands and initiatives and collectives, small labels or people organizing shows. And yeah, there's a lot of bands that we like that we like to play with.
And I also think it's changing at the moment. So there's more bands coming out, and we set up this sound collective called Meduse Magique.
Yeah.
So we now have our own place with some friends, where sometimes we can organize things and
It's in a big building called Plantage Doc with all kind of different artists, like sound artists. There's a vegan restaurant. There's a theater place. There's like some kind of old church space, and it's nice to see that slowly it's kind of melting. And we were talking about this with a drummer the other day that it would be nice also if all different scenes would mingle. So I think that's happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. But it's always a bit of a struggle to bring everything together. And also there's already a lot of structures set up in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So, that is good in a way. And it can also be a little bit negative for groups of people that want to get organized themselves and don't want to follow the rules. And so we're really trying to navigate and connect different things. But I must say that I think a lot of bands we play with or scene, some of them are Dutch, but there's also a lot of bands coming in from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, it's Amsterdam is still some kind of
it's of course it's a place that attracts like a lot of acts and bands and music from around the world, and the local scene is something that that you have to kind of create yourself, because it's not something, there's not a very very vibrant like underground, well there is, but not as
you have to look for it.
Yeah.
It exists, but people stick a little bit, they're a little bit on their own islands, but I think this is changing.
And so you mentioned that you're in the building, you're in a building, and you run Meduse Magique, and I was wondering from that aspect, so you have a space where you share a big space with lots of different initiatives, and I was wondering how's it like in Amsterdam? Is gentrification hitting you hard? Are you able to have these spaces around town?
Well, this is a really beautiful example, actually, of some kind of a more free space, because it was squatted in the 80s and then they bought the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, we don't really have anything to do with other people. When it comes to that building, like we can stay there and the people that are in it can stay there.
Yeah.
But we do have some issues sometimes with the neighborhood, or like there's a lot of expats coming in. So housing is getting more and more expensive, and more artists and musicians are moving to the north,
mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit out of the center. So it's interesting. It's moving.
Yeah.
And I guess Amsterdam is an expensive city to live in, but at the same time the life quality is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a super big city. It's not like London or New York, but the housing prices are going up. And at the same time you still have places where that's not like that, and you still have those really nice places like Oki, the new Amita, OK301, like some places that were squatted and that people really take care of them and they keep them safe and open.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. And how about, I know that you as a band, as Blue Crime, you play a lot around, you play a lot and you're pretty active, but you're also running this place and the label, so Meduse Magique. And I was wondering how, I mean, are you able to run these things forward simultaneously? Because I'm sure it's really hard.
No, we would never be able to do that alone, but we have a very nice group of people, like some kind of family that runs it. And Meduse Magique was set up with a musician and an artist called Rosa Ronsdorf.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a band called Spill Gold. And she actually runs the place when we're on tour, and we try to run it when they're on tour. And there's all these different artists and musicians that are trying to be part of it. And for example, we have another friend
French band called Flowers, and the girl Rose is like running our radio station from Midrash Magic. So we really divide the work and we try to move forward and we try to do beautiful things, but it's not always easy. Like sometimes on tour we're stuck doing like weird shit somewhere with a vibe, you know. But it's also, if you want to make beautiful things, you'll have to look for alternative ways and use a little bit of your creativity to make it work.
Yeah.
So we have a beautiful life. We cannot complain.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And what, since we're talking about nice life, so because I know you're pretty focused and also on the band and on this, so I was wondering, are you able to live on this? I mean, are you forced to have day jobs or stuff like that, or it's not such a pressure at the moment?
We definitely don't really make that much money yet with mm-hmm. the band. So we all have jobs, different jobs. Alex is an artist and she makes performances, for instance. And Flor is a journalist and I work in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we also all really like those things, those other things,
yeah.
those other parts of our lives.
Yeah.
So it's not that we feel like, oh, we have to go to our boring day job. So it's just different parts of our lives that we also like.
Yeah, and it also gives, I mean, doing things on the side for money, basically, gives you the opportunity also that you don't have to do any concessions on musical projects or things that you do that you, that are, I mean, it's for me personally, it really feels great not to be dependent on music to pay my rent, because otherwise I think we would have to make decisions that we wouldn't
otherwise
want
we would
to make.
Be in golden heels, in golden dress, making pasta.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree. And but I'm sure as well this kind of helps you so that you put yourself out from your work on music, and then you have time to think about it, and then go to the music back. And I think it could be a natural process, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's sometimes it's a bit hard to hustle these tours because you're away and you need to really think about money and stuff like that. But it's also really nice to be able to do music and be free and make the music you want, like Flor said. That's really important to us.
Yeah.
And not, I mean, big misconception that success in music or the love of music has anything to do with money.
Yeah.
For us, it's totally separated.
Yeah.
Also, like the music industry doesn't have anything to do with music.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. And so because you mentioned tours and all that, I'm wondering how hard is for you to go on tours and have, for example, be some time on the road. Does it become too stressful, or are you enjoying it?
It's getting more and more easier because we got some more help. We have a really nice manager as well. We have some friends now on the road, and really nice booker around here called Tanya, and all these people make it easier, but it's like home. It's not like you go on tour and your problems disappear.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have issues, something's bothering you, whatever, you'll take it into the tour van, and then you're like packed with the group of people that you're with for several weeks sometimes.
Yeah.
And it can be beautiful. You get to know each other really well. You learn from each other. And it's a social experiment. It's like almost like a marriage or a relationship.
Yeah.
At the same time, sometimes it is stressful. Like we've been in situations where we had some family issues or some stuff happening, and then you're on tour. And yeah, it can be beautiful, and it can also be quite stressful sometimes. Yeah, but actually, I think most of the times we like it, and we have a good relationship. We work things out. We're like a family.
Well, yeah,
it's also sometimes like a relationship, you know. Sometimes you have stress and sometimes you fight, and then if you play a good show, it's like that's
like Gavin said.
Like yeah, like that, you know.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that the band becomes a family once you start playing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about is your releases. So, I know that you have released a couple of EPs, but you still, as far as I know, you still don't have a full album released. And yeah, I was wondering what's your relationship to the releases you're putting out? Do you see like a big difference in preparing a full length or an EP? Yeah, how do you see these things?
The EP that we have is already from, I guess, a few years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it when we were just coming together, I think, as the group that we are now. We have recorded some new material that we will probably be releasing sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
That we also made together.
It was interesting actually, because what happened with the record was that we had all these songs and we started the recording process and we worked with like several people, and then when the whole record was basically done, we realized that we didn't really like it the way it sounded, and that we needed to do it ourselves. So we built a studio. We recorded it with our own engineer, and now it's done for already some time. We're just kind of seeing when would be a good moment to release it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's.
We're thinking of what would be the best way to get it in the world, because
mm-hmm.
We don't really feel like throwing it on the internet.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Sometimes feel like that. But we take some time to find a good way to do it,
mm-hmm.
to be able to have it reach as many people as possible. Yeah, sure. And we're establishing collaborations in different countries to be able to to release it in different countries at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're busy with it soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as far as I can understand, your approach to these releases it's more from a logistical background and not from an artistic, where it's you start, for example, working on something and you in the beginning you know it will be a full length or an EP. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
We just started to work on it, and then at a certain moment, it's a process. We take it step by step, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
And it's always changing also.
It's always changing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But this one was made as a full length.
What? It was made as a?
Well, we the idea behind it to make it like an album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we meet on Sunday on the concert at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
In Kimishishka, right?
Great. Yeah, we're really looking forward to to be back in Ljubljana and, to play it again. Really
fantastic.
Cool. I like the fact that Ljubljana is such a different like kind of parts of the city and different kind of vibes, and also this if you have a lot of places where you can make noise, that's really something the city should cherish.
Luxury.
Yeah, that's a luxury. We don't have that in Amsterdam anymore, so that's something because the ability to make noise in a city is very important, I think.
Thank you.
V današnjem Eres intervjuju smo prisluhnili pogovoru z nizozemskim bendom Blue Crime, ki bo to nedeljo nastopil v komuni Kina Šiška. Intervju je pripravil Damjan Manevski.
Intervju Radija Študent.